6 months of fighting in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's also Independence Day there today. President Vladimir Zelensky says the country was reborn when Russia invaded. President Biden is congratulating Ukrainians on what he calls a bittersweet Independence Day, also announcing more military aid.
The latest tranche of security assistance totals nearly $3 billion in weapons and equipment intended to enhance Ukraine's air defense systems, artillery systems, and counter unmanned aerial systems.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Still no details announced yet, but President Biden is expected to announce today some federal student loan forgiveness, reportedly considering $10,000 in debt erased for borrowers making under $125,000 a year. Student loan forgiveness was one of his campaign promises. Old blood and new blood in Florida. Congressman Charlie Crist, a former governor as a Republican, wins the Democrats' nomination to take on current Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. He had no challengers and spoke to reporters.
By you coming out in full force this November, we will send a message to this man in the White House that we are fighting back against his destructive policies, and Florida will be the vanguard of freedom in this country.
Governor DeSantis with supporters there. Congressman Chris calls him abusive, dangerous, and a bully.
Those who support the governor should stay with him and vote for him, and I don't want your vote. If you have that hate in your heart, keep it there.
Congresswoman Val Demings wins the Democrats' nomination to face Senator Marco Rubio in Florida. The Democrats' primary for her House seat is won by Maxwell Alejandro Frost. He's a gun control activist, 25 years old, the minimum age to serve in the House. He beat out some veteran Florida politicians. Landing in Bulgaria today, 17-year-old Mac Rutherford. He's the youngest person to fly around the world alone. He's Belgian, British, and made lots of stops in his ultralight plane, starting the trip 5 months ago. His 19-year-old sister flew that same plane around the world on a trip that ended in January. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Hall of Fame football player and broadcaster has died.
Len Dawson played quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs in what became known as the first Super Bowl in January 1967. 3 years later, the last season before the AFL would merge with the NFL, Len Dawson led the AFL champion Chiefs over the NFL's heavily favored Vikings. Dawson, the MVP of Super Bowl IV, played 19 years professional football in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Dallas, and Kansas City, where while playing for the Chiefs, he also became a TV news sports anchor. Dawson later became an in-game analyst and was longtime co-host of HBO's Inside the NFL. Inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a player in 1987, Dawson was honored again in 2012 as a broadcaster. A family statement noted, with wife Linda at his side, it is with much sadness we inform you of the passing of our beloved Len Dawson. He was 87. Jared Max, Fox News.
A lack of sleep may make us less willing to help each other. That's according to a study from the University of California, Berkeley.
The study shows just 1 hour of sleep deprivation could have a clear hit on our innate human kindness. One portion of the study shows charitable donations dropped by 10% in states that observed daylight saving. Another portion of the study compared human brain activity of a group of people that got 8 hours of sleep to a group who got no sleep and found reduced activity in parts of the brain that engage when humans empathize with one another or try to understand each other's needs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say adults need 7 or more hours of sleep per night for the best health and well-being. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin is defending her record and right to a private life. Leaked video showed her dancing and partying. She passed a voluntary drug test Monday, and now she says she is sorry for a photograph of two topless women kissing at a party at her official residence last month.
In my opinion, that photo is not appropriate. I apologize for that. That photo shouldn't have been taken, but other than that, nothing remarkable happened that evening.
She's 36 years old, elected in 2019. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.